Hey folks, welcome to this special presentation. I'm doing a video version of this for all of my supporters over on Locals. Of course, you can support my work by going to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com. You got a video version of this there for everybody on Locals, but I'm also putting this out as a podcast because I think it's so incredibly important. And I'll release the podcast directly so everybody can listen to it. So if you're a local supporter, you get to see my ugly mug as we do this. And I've got some screenshots that go with it. This program this morning is brought to you by SetMeFreePlease.com. SetMeFreePlease.com. I think more than ever, we have to pay attention to all the things that are coming our way. There's more and more, I think, that's troubling, and that's why I want to cover this with you. But you want to change your life, you want to make sure your family's protected if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, visit us at setmefreeplease.com, fill in your information, we'll give you a call back. I want to talk about a story that has recently broke. And it's the fact that, and first off, I want to tell you, it's troubling because I can find this across many different information outlets. But this is coming out of Miami. And of course, you know, Miami is close to Mar-a-Lago, where President Trump is. But we've got a situation that has popped up on radar that a known Iranian assassin is somewhere in the United States of America, and the FBI is searching for this individual. Now, let me tell you why this bothers me. Normally, when our government has lost contact with or lost connections with a known terrorist, our government does not, under any circumstance, talk about it. They don't acknowledge that potential terrorists cross our borders. And of course, on our program, we broke for you one morning on Cut the Crap. We broke for you that terrorists were coming across, and we identified one particular well-known terrorist that had gotten inside the United States. A story has just hit the wire, and the story that has hit the wire is that the FBI, now they've issued an alert, but here is the context I am discussing it in, because number one, the FBI would normally not issue an alert if it was a terrorist. Number two, I think this is a way for our agencies to have plausible deniability in this cover of, should we say, terrorists pouring across our border. And in case you didn't know, you know, it was just discovered that the Biden administration flew in, outside the system, flew in 326,000 illegals. Just so they could surpass the border. Now, in this particular story, the FBI has issued a warning that they're looking for an Iranian official. They name in this release that they think this Iranian official is wanted in connection with a plot to assassinate current and former U.S. officials in revenge. Now, they specifically say that he is targeting Trump administration officials. Now, they say that the FBI is on a manhunt, and again, this is coming out of Miami. And the way the story goes, for an Iranian intelligence officer, that it was allegedly overseeing a plot to assassinate current and former federal government officials as revenge for the Trump's administration's 2020 airstrike killing one of their top Iranian officials. By the way, you may remember that. That was the Republican Guard, right? Commander Qasem Soleimani. I did a story on them being able to get Soleimani. Now, this fellow, I'm going to show you some pictures of him just so you have them in your mind. The memo has gone out, and they've said they're just seeking information. What bothers me with this individual is because of his known disruptive background and his pledge to take revenge on the Trump administration. Now, you automatically should be picking up, this sounds like a very belated revenge, right? What I see happening here is I think as all of these people have been coming across the border, and as even here on our program, we identified terrorists coming apart, I think it would allow our government, the deep state, to use that cover, right? To use that cover to attempt to do an assassination of President Trump or others in his former administration. I'm going to jump forward because here's what really bothers me. The FBI made a point. Now, this is key. Pay attention. Think of it as, hey, here's a known terrorist. Or we suspect he's here. They're basically saying they know he's here. But, they made a point of saying that he has ties and visits Venezuela. They made a point of saying that he is very proficient, not only in Farsi, but he's very proficient in Spanish and French. So if we back into this, they've made a point of telling us this guy's here. They've made a point of making the release from Miami. That's by no accident. And they've made a point of saying this fellow speaks Spanish and has ties to Venezuela. Now, international outlets, Semaphore is reporting that this fellow, and I'll probably butcher his name, but Farahani is his last name. That's how you say it. Majid Dasjani Farahani. Majid, M-A-J-I-D. Dasjani, D-A-S-T-J-A-N-I. Dasjani Farahani, F-A-R-A-H-A-N-I. There's too many specifics in this article for it to be random. Because in this one release from Miami, that tells me that he's in Miami and that's why it came out there. They also talk about that this fellow, Farhani, that he has been in the United States and has been recruiting terrorists or developing terrorist operations in the United States. It also says, now, so they're already kind of saying he's here. They've already said he speaks Spanish prolifically. They've already said they know he's been in the United States and he's been recruiting terrorists. But they specifically give, and this is what bugs me besides all of that identifying information here, is that he is talking about assassinating current and former United States government officials as revenge for the IRGCOF, that's the Iranian Guard Forces, the commander Qasem Soleimani. They're giving you the exact reason. And many times when the government, instead of saying, be on the lookout for this individual, he's armed and dangerous or considered dangerous, this article lays out who he was, where he came from, how he could be connected, and actually gives the excuse of why he would do it. You got to remember the connection with Venezuela. Big deal. You know, when the Trump administration took out Qasem Soleimani, Major General Qasem Soleimani, he was the commander of Iran's Quds Force, that's the QF, that is their specialized unit within the Revolutionary Guard. He got hit by a drone strike at Baghdad International Airport when he was leaving by a car in January of 2020. When the statement was released, it was said, at the direction of the president, the U.S. military has taken decisive defensive action to protect U.S. personnel by killing Soleimani, head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, as a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. They went on to say that General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and through the region. That's what the statement said, and that his Quds forces were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and coalition service members, wounding thousands more. This fellow is an Iranian intelligence officer. When he's an intelligence officer, and they already know he recruits here in the United States, it's basically our government telling you, we know he's here, we know he's recruited here, and he's also dangerous. They say that Farahani is acting or purporting to act on behalf of, or directly or indirectly, of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security. Let's think this out for a minute. Our FBI has released a memo. But that memo specifically states he's after Trump-era people. Doesn't say he's coming here to attack U.S. officials. It doesn't even say he's coming here to attack on U.S. soil. It specifically says, he is here to attack Trump-era officials. They named specifically Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Brian Hook. Those were who worked as Trump's special envoy for Iran. It says it's naming some other elected officials as well. And if you were to put the elements down, none of this is random. Not a bit of this is random. Now, this was released about 18 hours ago, late at night, right? And it hit every wire. This was not a Florida thing, say, hey, look for this guy. This went out to all the consulates, went out to all the operations all across the United States, etc. And everybody's telling the same story. To me, this stinks more of they brought him in, or they know he's here. But when they go into diving into details, and they're not just saying that he's talking about current U.S. officials. No, they go on to say that he's specifically after Trump-era officials. This bothers me. And when you triangulate that this came out of the Miami field office, to me, something's up. To me, something up. They already know that he was bragging about being very aggressive about his targets and etc. And that they wanted to quiet voices. This would be a perfect cover operation. Now, at the same time, at the same exact time, none of this is random, okay? Not a bit of this is random. So you got a story that broke 18 hours ago, or whatever the case it was. This morning, an article broke that basically in the Washington Post says Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable and we should stop pretending. Now, the person who wrote it is a fellow by the name of Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan, he's a foreign policy advocate, right? He is well known out there in intelligence circles, but a lot of these articles have appeared in his name. He founded what's called the Project for the New American Century. He's worked on CNN, Special Report, CBS This Morning, etc. He kind of plays like he's a Republican, right? He kind of plays like he's a Republican. But what you need to understand, his wife is Victoria Nuland. Now, you've probably heard her name because she's the third highest ranking U.S. diplomat. She is the biggest critic of everybody because she says Russia's bad. And she's a big push through Ukraine support. She hates Russia. She's been pushing for the Ukraine. And here it is, very convenient. Very convenient that 1 hour ago, she announced she's retiring. She was the Foreign Service officer who served as Assistant Secretary of State for Europe during the Obama administration. She retired after Donald Trump was elected, left, and then came back as the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs for the Biden administration. All of this triangulates to me that there's a dangerous situation brewing. Anthony Blinken, who is the current Secretary of State, he raves about Nuland and her service for 3.5 decades. This is the chatter that leads me to believe something has been planned, and the government with this release is giving plausible deniability that we just didn't find him. We knew he was here. We warned everybody. Back in December, this same fellow, Robert Kagan, her husband, he back then wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post at that time saying how to stop the Trump dictatorship. So I want to make you aware of this. When it goes to this much detail in a release, when there is this much detail in a release and it's all the same, you got the who, what, when, where, and why. That's exactly what you want in any policing. And that's exactly what they usually search for, but they've answered all the questions in this release. I can't help it, folks. This one stinks. Something's wrong. Something dangerous might be afoot. Thank every one of you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I appreciate every one of you who support me on Locals. Remember my Locals, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Locals.com. And this is exactly why I do Set Me Free, Please, folks. We're going to have to do what we can to take care of ourselves, because it's obvious this government we have, something's wrong. And this article, which you can find on my Telegram, concerns me greatly. I love you all.